Right, good afternoon, everybody. There's a frantic caucus between COP and DA taking place at the moment. She's not listening, you see. I think we ended on the note yesterday that parties will go back and consider some of the proposals. ANC, can we get some order? We want to start the meeting. We said that parties will go and consider the various proposals and names. But we would also like to invite now the opposition parties who didn't have the opportunity to formally table their confirmed names. I must indicate that we received a letter from the Minority Front. I think it has been circulated. They've got a nomination which they're putting on the record. We've also got a letter from the Encounter Freedom Party confirming the nomination of Ms. Foss. It has also been circulated. And then there's a letter that comes from Mr. Golding, which I have also circulated. He phoned me this morning to say that he is a bit concerned that his name was being nominated by a particular political party without his consent. So the only advice I could give him was that he should state his position in a letter which I could circulate so that it becomes quite clear. In essence, he's declining, but he's expressing his own reservations and concerns. So that letter has also been circulated to the members. Can I then invite the opposition parties to formally table their nomination so that we can start the conversation and see how we can move forward?
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. I want to put it on record in this session that we are very concerned at the DA that the ANC rushed through this process. And I said it in Parliament yesterday. A long time went by, and the committee didn't do anything. And I want to lay it in front of the ANC. They are responsible for not reacting. That's our official viewpoint on this. And we've been rushed into this thing, and I'm sure about it, that the ANC was ready 4 weeks ago with the names of the interim board they want to have on the board. And we decided in caucus this morning, I think it is very important, that the Democratic Alliance and the COP is going to work together in this whole tabling of names. We added a few names to that list of COP. It's a political decision to work together with COP, and I hope we will do it in future, and I think it's a healthy status. The first name I want to put on the table is Mr. Mark.
Sorry, can I just check now? Are you tabling the names on behalf of the DA and COP?
No, I'm just going to to nominate the names we added to the list, and I will then ask Ms. Killian to put the names of COP the table.
Okay, so you're not the spokesperson for COP today?
No. They can speak for themselves.
Except that you formed the tactical alliance.
Yes.
Okay. No, that's fine. That's acceptable in politics.
Yes.
Chair. It's acceptable, but can we know who speaks on behalf of the alliance? It can be. You see, we are introducing today that as a DA and COP, you are one in terms of this matter. Who then, a spokesperson leading the alliance?
Can I respond? Honorable Colwane, we are one in terms of the list that we are submitting. It doesn't mean that we are unable to speak for ourselves as individual parties. So the only area in which we have a common ground is the list that we are submitting to this committee for consideration. In other words, all of the people that we submit today together, we have all agreed are suitable and right for this interim board. Anything beyond that, we are able to debate as individual parties.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. The remarks were misplaced. They were unnecessary and uncalled for because we are two separate entities but happen to have commonality in terms of name. Thank you.
No, we don't want to enter into a dogfight about this. Let's get the names on the table.
Please, sir.
Let's get the names on the table.
Chair, we must put things correct. It is necessary because you don't make just remarks in passing. You must be able and be careful and in terms of what you say. You see, it's not just a matter. He has presented with the fact that two political parties, now they are one. Right.
Objection.
Chair, if it is a matter of the commonality of names, DA must table its name and COP will table its name. If it's common, it's common. But you must not be told that there's an alliance. Because an alliance is not only where people they meet on an issue. Alliance is something else. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Kidd.
I don't know why there is such a sensitivity about it. I do believe that we have all along said the best would be to have people who are suitably qualified people and would in fact serve the different needs that you would have involved in the board of the SABC. So that's what we're saying. We had a good look as COP at the nominations made by the ANC, and actually there are some of those nominations that we would like to endorse. The only matter that I believe is important is that we should look at the collective and the skills base that they are bringing. And as far as that is concerned, we thought because there would be an opportunity, the Democratic Alliance have not submitted names yet. We said to them, please let us have a look at some of the names that you are considering to propose. And in the process, please consider those nominations that we've made and see if you could support some of those. And we would also like to extend the same invitation to the ANC to say, let us work together. We should now, from now on, we should depoliticize the SABC board. And that is our approach. So please, don't regard it as an alliance, you know, the names. That was my concern that I raised yesterday, Chairperson, and you will be very aware of it. My concern that I raised was, I said, this body must actually be approached. The nominations are placed on the table. The individuals who have been nominated should actually be approached by Parliament to say, would you make yourself available? You have to have this pool of skills that the SABC board, interim board, would require at this stage. So I really regret. It seems that the same sort of tension that we noted in the process of the dissolution of the former board is now again rearing its ugly head, and that is, it's not necessary. We're here to solve, to establish a new board that would be there to actually intervene in a crisis period at the SABC. They only have a reign of 6 months. They have a difficult task ahead. Let us see if we can't give them a mandate from the entire portfolio committee. Maybe we can work towards that. We really want to say we would like to work towards that. Thank you, Chairperson.
Give the ANC a chance, Ms. Little.
Chairperson, I think let's get back to procedure. Yesterday when we left, it was agreed that all parties will put in their nomination. The ANC gave us their CVs yesterday. We all requested then that during the course of yesterday and this morning before the party caucuses, we will circulate our individual party names to the various caucuses. This is what ID has done this morning. We have sent out to the DA, to COPE, and to the ANC. Now, I just want you to rule on the procedure. So if COPE has got the same names as the DA, COPE must still say this is our name. I mean, the DA said this is our name. Then we know that all parties have made an input. Whether it's the same names is not an issue. Thank you.
But I think, you see, what is important to note, Patricia, is that we agreed yesterday that the various parties will forward the names to the other parties to enable other parties to make a decision. And I want to thank you, the Minority Front, who is not part of this process, actually, and the IFP for circulating the names in advance so that we are able to consider. What I have a difficulty with is that COPE and the DA could meet under rushed circumstances, as they say. But they had the opportunity to meet, to agree on the set of names. And to date, I mean, they have not forwarded those names, I don't think, to you or to the IFP or to the ANC or to any other political party. Now, it does then put other political parties at a distinct disadvantage. Because we don't know now what names are going to come through. We've had our caucus. We've got our mandate. Now, how do we change? You see, that's the difficulty. Because I think if we come to a common agreement, and it's a working agreement, there's no rule of parliament that says that, but we came to a common agreement yesterday that by sometime this morning, before the various caucuses meet, the names would be floated around so that we have a fair chance of looking at what is being put on the table. Now, unfortunately, we must place on record that COPE and DA did not fulfill that obligation or that commitment. They didn't, right? And then maybe it's the way in which Mr. Van der Berg put it, that we've got an alliance on this thing, we've got a common position. And then so all of us are thinking, yeah, well, okay, if the two sides met and worked out, what about the rest of us? Because we agreed that the names would be an open and transparent thing. So I don't want to enter, I don't think we should now go into a long debate. I think we've clarified what we agreed upon yesterday. We note that the two parties didn't pass on the list as was required, but that's fine. Let them put the list on the table. If we need to have a focus in between.
Chairperson, there was no stated requirement that we would circulate the list. This meeting, the purpose of this meeting, is for us, as you described it yesterday, to put the names in the basket and have a discussion. There was no mandate, there was no instruction yesterday that it would be required of us to circulate the list of names. And as Nikki has just stated, we are working under extraordinarily rushed circumstances, which we as a party, the Democratic Alliance, object to, because this seems to be a predetermined process on the part of the governing party. So we're working under extraordinary pressure, and we understood that today's meeting, the purpose of today's meeting...
Are you making a point of order or a statement now?
I'm making a point of order on
because you're making a statement.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman, is on the grounds that you are suggesting we had agreed that it would be required for us to circulate the names yesterday. That requirement was not stated.
Let me just respond. You see, I think that it's better that we begin to understand how we work with one another in this committee. Okay? It's better that we come up front and get an understanding. Because this is becoming a common practice with the DA in particular. Last week, Friday, we sat down here with the legal people, the committee people. We went through the amendments of the report. We approved the report. It was a unanimous report. We had a situation in the House yesterday where your whip stood up and said that the report is, they haven't seen the report. Was it published? Is it the original report? Almost questioning the integrity and the credentials of the committee section. How do we know that this report was not changed or altered in any way? That's not correct. We must respect the administration here. We must show confidence in the administration and in the integrity. We didn't make an issue about it yesterday. Okay? I told you informally that it's better if you go and report properly to your structures what was decided. Now, all of us left here yesterday saying that we will float the names around. You're right, there was no formal written agreement or resolution of the committee. But that's a working understanding that we developed. Right? Now, it's not an issue. You didn't submit the names to us. Fine. But you put us at a distinct disadvantage. I think all the other parties, I speak for the IFP, for the ID, and for the ANC, you put all of us at a disadvantage because you might be bringing names that we have to now consider completely. I mean, those are brand new names. There's no CVs that have been tabled. And you want us to make an assessment after we've got a caucus position. That's the difficulty and dilemma that you put all of us in this particular situation. But let's accept that that's where we are. Maybe we will find each other over time and we'll get a better understanding of how we work, a healthier understanding. But I want us to move off this issue. I don't want this to become a bone of contention. Let's accept that we are all learning in the process. Mr. Kulwani.
I accept that we are all learning in the process, and we must get down to the business of today. But look, we need to correct things. You see, sometimes, say you don't want to respond to issues. The first statement which has been made by the honorable member from the DA, he says we are put under extreme pressure. I've raised the matter yesterday in the House that the ANC is bulldozing, pushing us to do things and so on. See, that statement is damaging because it's questioning our integrity as an organization. So that's why I was saying, since people are saying or raising statements, they must be careful what they are saying. Because if you study that statement, it means you are casting doubt to the process itself you are about to engage in yourself, but you are about to engage in that process. People here, Chair, they come to create grounds so that when final decisions are taken, they are able to say we have raised 1, 2, 3. And we cannot work under that circumstance. As you are saying, Chair, that we must establish how to work. But the manner which the DN Corp seems to be progressing in terms of approaching things and treat us, you see, Chair, they are treating us with suspicion. We are not coming as an ANC to come and participate in the committee to find a common solution. People are coming here and treat us with suspicion that we've got something behind in the closet which we are not showing to the public and so on. And we are not going to take that lightly, Chair, and say let the things just pass as they are do, as they are saying we must do that. Because, Chair, the ANC have got the moral obligation, Chair, to lead broadly in the society, Chair, because the people that gave us the mandate to govern, it's easy for them, Chair, to cast doubt on everything which we do because they don't take the final responsibility. All what they are going to do is to shout in the public that look what the ANC is doing and so on. We can't take that lightly, Chair. So I will appeal, Chair, that the other parties, as they engage us, they must engage us honestly. As people are engaging to find common solution, we have stated that again, Chair, that we are open to work with everyone. But it cannot be an opening statement, Chair, which says the ANC has got some skeleton in the closet. That's why we're putting in process and so on. Hence, yesterday, as you correctly stated, that in a meeting, we have agreed that this is the process we are going to follow. That's why we've got the ISP submitted, we've got ID submitted, and so on. But they chose not to submit and then come here and utter statements, Chair, which are really, they are not nice, or they are trying to say we are not engaging this process in a fair manner and so on. So we can't take that lightly, Chair. If they want us to engage on that, Chair, that's the matter we can engage until it's finality, before we start the process. But we're not there, Chair. I would agree, Chair, that let us start the process of why we are here for. But we're not going to take lightly any statement that insinuates that we are here not in good faith as the ANC. It's damaging, Chair, to the image of the ANC. Thanks.
Reverend Zondi, can I invite you to speak to your proposal and your nominee, please?
Thank you, Chairperson. I hereby formally propose the nomination of Ms. Suzanne Vos on behalf of the Inkatha Freedom Party. Ms. Suzanne Vos served as a member of the Portfolio Committee on Communication for 15 years, from 1994 to 2009, and actively participated in the drafting of the broadcasting legislation throughout this time. Ms. Vos is fully versed with current issues relating to the board and the governance of the SABC in terms of the Act and its charter. She is also well known to the management of the corporation through her ongoing interaction as a previous member of this parliament. She qualifies for selection to the interim board in terms of the requirements of the Broadcasting Act as amended. Prior to 1994, Ms. Vos was employed for nearly 2 decades as a senior journalist, and for several years served as the foreign correspondent in the United Kingdom and Europe for a South African national newspaper, that is the Sunday Times. The law requires members of the board, when viewed collectively, to be suited to serve by virtue of their qualifications, expertise and experience in various fields, including broadcasting policy and technology, broadcasting regulation, media law, and journalism. It is our considered view that Ms. Vos is knowledgeable in all these fields. A further requirement of the Broadcasting Act is that members of the board must be persons who are committed to fairness, freedom of expression, the right of the public to be informed, openness and accountability. Ms. Vos's reputation is such that there is no doubt that she is committed to these principles. We want to underscore that Ms. Vos does not serve in any capacity as a member of the executive of the IFP or its party structure. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Ms. Dillon.
Chairperson, from the Independent Democrats, we do have four confirmed nominations that we want to table, and we have circulated them to all the political parties. The first one is Archbishop Ndungani, which I explained yesterday. I said on a lighter note, we might need some divine intervention, but the Archbishop is, as far as the poor people of our country, the communities who the SABC are supposed to serve as a public broadcaster. He has worked extensively amongst poorer communities, especially in the rural areas, with the poverty alleviation campaign. He's also part of the realization of the Millennium Development Goals. And together with Kofi Annan and Jeffrey Sachs, he was also involved in a series of poverty hearings in London. Then at the moment, he is the chairperson of the African Monitor, which is an organization that monitors funding which NGOs and governments receive for development and see that it's properly spent. He was also named by the previous Arts and Culture Minister, Dr. Paula Jordan, as a champion aimed at transforming historical schools and under-resourced schools, and that he's also busy with at the moment. And I think in terms of, he's also been part of the Dino Kang Scenarios, which is recently launched by Dr. Mampela Ramphela. So that is briefly the Archbishop. Then our second nomination is that of Dr. Fanzel Flavitt. As you can see on the CV, he has been a Member of Parliament before, involved in Indasa, the Open Society, and he's been involved in many of the initiatives during the time of building our new democracy, and even today, still, he's also adding value to strengthening and deepening our democracy. The other person that we also nominating chairperson is Richard Callan, who is Associate Professor of Public Law at the University of Cape Town. Also got an extensive CV, but he's also been involved and still writing many opinion pieces. And I think in terms of bringing the media skill or the media consideration and to the board, interim board, he can make a valuable contribution. And then also we have submitted the CV of Max Dupree, also long and history of his involvement in the media. And we want to put those four nominations to the House for consideration.
Thank you very much. ANC, do you have any further nominations apart from the five that you submitted yesterday? No further nominations? Okay. Cope?
There's no further nominations.
Are you confirming all the names that were put forward yesterday?
Chairperson, in view of the sensitivity of Mr. Golding, we would like to withdraw that. I have to inform the committee that as a result of some of the individual's activities, I have not received formal confirmation that they would be willing to serve, especially because of the tight schedules that they're running, and as you indicated yesterday, that is a concern. I'm just waiting for formal confirmation of that. They wanted to have an indication of time that they would have to be available to serve in this board, especially during this crunch time. I indicated to them it's difficult to say, and they're just considering their position. Thank you.
So are you saying that you will confirm in a little while from now some of the nominations. Okay. Stefan de Berg and Ms. Malibu.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Can I just say Dr. Rampele is available? Dr. Rampele is
available. Can I answer? Thank you. One of the names we're still waiting for the curriculum vitae of the person. His name is Mark Jacobs. A couple of years ago, he was at the SABC, and he was the chief executive financial officer of SABC Enterprises, all the commercial radio stations of the SABC, and he did an extremely good job. And I think nowadays, if we look at the financial position of the SABC, then we need a quick fixer, as some of the people are known for. They can go into an organization and make a turnaround. And I think this, financially, the SABC, the SABC must revive from now on. And Mark Jacobs is a very, very specialist on this field. Nowadays, he's the chief financial officer for the Pyrmont Hotels and Casino Group. So he's still operating in that financial era of atmosphere. So we've spoken to Mr. Jacobs, and we're still waiting for his curriculum vitae. So I want to put his name on the table. Then I also want to put the name of Professor Alison Gilwalt on the table. I think she's a lady who's very capable and a lady with integrity. And I think it's also important that there must be some continuity. I want, Professor Gilwalt know the atmosphere at the SABC. She know what is wrong with the organization, all the tensions that are taking place at the SABC. I've confirmed with her telephonically that she will be able to, or willing, to serve on an interim board. So I want to put her name forward. And the third name I want to put on the table, sir, is Mr. Peter Matlare. He was the chief executive officer of the SABC. Before Mr. of Advocate Dali Mpofu, and he is a very, very good manager. He knows how to handle the people. He's got an open sort of benadering, if I'm going to use the Afrikaans word. So, and nowadays he's also doing very, very good work, and it's also, especially on the financial front. Peter McClare is a very, very good person. He's capable to be a good leader in that team. So this, sir, is the three names that we also want to add to the list of COPE. We've agreed on that. Thank you, sir.
Just for the sake of clarity, I just wanted to add, we've got, as Julie has just said, we've got confirmation from Dr. Ambella, we've also got her CV, and we have a written confirmation from Professor Gilwell that she'd be willing to serve, and we've got her biographical information as well, which I'll give to the committee secretary now.
Can I say that in COPE and GA is saying Professor Mampele, Professor Gilwell, Mark Jenkins, is it?
Jenkins, sir.
Spell it, please.
J-A.
Yes.
K-I-N-S.
Okay. And Peter McLaren.
And Peter McLaren.
So there are four names that have been submitted by the two parties for consideration. Sorry?
It's the list that COPE submitted yesterday.
No, but you see, what I'm trying to establish from COPE is, has Professor Guy Berger accepted? Has Ms. Pippa Green accepted? Because as far as I know, Pippa Green has applied for a job at the corporation.
chairperson.
So I think we need to get clarity on those kinds of things, you see.
That's fine. And if that is the case, then we will withdraw her name. And as I indicated, I'm waiting for confirmation from Mr. Shawkat Faki and from Professor Garberg.
Okay. And then Professor Indabele?
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, fine. Mr. Kulwani?
One issue you've already asked about that. I'm just trying to check, Chair, that it will mean that then the list of COPE will be Professor Gaitega, Faki, the former Auditor General, Professor Rampele, and Professor Njabulo. That will be your list. And then for DA is the three which you have submitted. Rampele, which is across the two, and so no, thanks, Chair. That's the clarity which I wanted to speak so that we understand exactly on the need.
Right. Now that we've got at least all the horses in the stable, can I suggest that we adjourn for a while so that the new names could be considered by the other parties, and that we reconvene, at about 1:45, for us then to start with the full discussion on how we're going to deal with this matter. Right? And hopefully by then, if you could give us confirmation on any of the other new names that might be coming through.
But what about the CVs? How can we go and look at names if we don't have CVs?
Well, that's the difficulty that we have now. I mean, we've had some oral presentations and indication of who the people are. Others might well be known to us because they are public figures in their own right. And we'll have to make a judgment here. Each party will have to go and make a judgment and see who they can accommodate and whether they can come to some sort of agreement. Mr. Manamane?
I think the other disadvantaging factor is the fact that some of the names have not confirmed whether they would participate. So it's going to play a role in us determining or deciding whether we are going to consider those names or not. I think that places a bit of a difficulty over and above the CVs. I mean, some of the names are quite tempting and all of that, but if we don't have confirmation, it's going to be a bit of a difficulty to even think about, those particular names. And, and the reason why I'm raising this is based on reading Desmond Golding's letter. It's quite worrying that we'll go out, consider certain names, and then we then get a series of such letters because either the individuals have not been spoken to or they've been spoken to and, they're not willing to be associated either with the parties that are nominating them or anything of the sort. So I think that that's going to play a very critical role. We don't want, as a committee, to come back here, or at least as the ANC, to come back here and say we've considered so and so, and then those people say no ways.
Can we say that the two parties will liaise with the other parties in the next half an hour? And from the ANC side, our whip is Mr. Kulwani. So if you get any confirmation, please confirm with him, and I suppose with Reverend Zondi and Patricia. But that we meet again at 1:45, and then we get on with the discussion.
Just as far as, can you give us any indication about the process that we will follow? Are we going to look at the requirements of the law, the skills base, SABC, et cetera, and then perhaps are we going to shortlist nominees who would fall in that particular category and then to discuss that, and how are we going to do?
I think that the law is there. I mean, we can't ignore the law, and the IFP's submission on Suzanne Force has been very useful because they've captured what the legal requirements are in terms of the criteria. Apart from the fact that you must be a South African citizen, you must be mentally stable. Yeah, that's an important factor, you know, in today's time. Yes. You must vouch for the mental stability of a person here. And then, of course, you shouldn't be... That would disqualify a number of people. No, I'm just teasing. You shouldn't be an unrehabilitated insolvent and no criminal record, and all of those things are important to keep in mind. All right, let's adjourn, and then Mr. Kulwan.
Before we adjourn, I can see that we are disadvantaged today as the ANC. You see, parties today, they raise the names we are talking about. They might forget with our names. Maybe it will be important to raise the names again so that they become fresh too. It does not become something for yesterday. We said our candidates are as follows. It's Ms. Irene Chanley, professor, doctor. You had issues with professors yesterday. It's Dr. Philip Mtimkulu. Frederick, the middle name, who's currently at UNISA. I've just passed Ms. Irene Chanley because I thought she's well known in the industry and so on, and the role which she has played. Libby Lloyd, the former CEO of MDDA and so on and so on, is well known in the circle of this industry. Leslie Sedibe, one of the legal fundis, which we have just picked up, is currently participating in the LOC of the FIFA preparation and also currently in the concept dealing with the procurement matters there, the legalities around those issues in the LOC of FIFA and so on. The last one is William Mokare. He's also an advocate. Advocate William Mokar was also a legal fund. I thought it's important to raise the name so that they still ring fresh in the mind of those still going to go and decide in terms of the name. Normally a mind of a human being has got a tendency of remembering what has been recently talked about, what has yesterday sometimes get forgotten. Thanks.
Sure, that probably the committee secretary types out the names in alphabetical order and indicate which political party have nominated them and circulate them to us for just to assist us with the discussion. Yeah, I think that would help a great deal.
By the time they go and type up and come back, half an hour will be over. Can we just go into the caucus and come back with the names?
I'm going to use a little bit of a restaurant.